Rhys feathered the throttle on the Typhoon ramcraft to hold formation. Peter was visible through the canopy to starboard, Jute flanked her port nacelle. The TAC display spread over our forward view showed the rest of the force in textbook formation, a tight pyramid, the apex pointing toward the trailing moon on the dark side of the ring. Comms chatter was hushed and sporadic. Everyone was keyed up, looking for signs of the opposition force, wanting to get the first shot. Well, they could have it. It was all very well being first, but Rhys planned on being the best. Ace this last training flight and she'd have her pick of postings, and she could insist Peter come along with her. The chat spiked and the flight commander spoke up, silencing the others. Settle, we have them. It was faint on tack, the barest of contacts, but there was definite movement near the Trojan. The moon was big enough to conceal a fair few ships. The Typhoons were barely twice as long and wide as the G-capsule that held Rhys rigid. Of course, it could be a trick. Gamma wing, the commander said, and Rhys caught her breath. Peel off and do your thing. I want to see some real damage out there. Aye, sir, Rhys said. Peter gave a thumbs up through the bubble, and Rhys punched for full thrust, turning tight and leaving the formation far below, with Peter and Jute trailing her all the way. They flew up and out of the orbital plane, looping over and away from the Trojan moon, and then diving towards Neptune. Peter was keeping close watch on the TAC feed from the main force. Definitely contact, he said, showing a sizable force, pretty much all of them. Looks like they want to make a stand, very old school. Very stupid, Jute said. Wouldn't count on it, Rhys said. They want to win as much as we do. They were tracking down to the ring, but significantly behind the main force now. Rhys wanted to go further, brush the cloud deck, and shake any contact the enemy TAC might still have on them. She wanted them to be ghosts. They passed beneath the twisted ring and paced for 100 or so clicks, skimming atmosphere. Lost contact, Peter said. Which means we're gone too, Rhys said. So how much damage do you want to do? Peter asked. All of it, Rhys said. Leave some for us, Jute said. It's rude not to share. Rhys kicked the thruster up another notch. The craft shot forward. Partial, Peter said. Got nothing but the main force. What's your calibration? Jute asked. Closer than you're looking, Peter said. Rhys accepted a feed from Peter's ship. Pattern was degraded this close to the magnetosphere, but look right. Six single ships, bogeys for sure. She pulled back almost to coasting. Sons of fuckers. They were stationary, buried in the ring. She switched to sector view. Their group was still moving in pyramid formation, more than halfway to the moon now and closing. These bogeys were well behind the action. Their intention was clear. Wait until main engagement and then swoop down behind and start picking off ships. The formation would break up, trying to cover two fronts at once, and the bogeys would win. They haven't seen us, I'm sure of it, Peter said. If we wait till they break and start their run, we can come in behind. We'll be covered in glory. If we wait, Rhys said, we'll be in open space, and there's six of them. So, Peter said, if we go in after them, we'll still have the element of surprise. More so, and they won't be able to manoeuvre. I don't think, Jute began. What? Rhys said. It's risky. We won't have room to manoeuvre either, Jute finished. Yeah, well, we won't need room. We're the better pilots. Come on, Jute, Peter said. We can do this. The bigger the risk, the bigger the party afterwards. Those guys won't know what hit them. Form up on me, Rhys said, already plotting an insertion, and heat up your cannons. Neptune's ring, more like a twisted necklace, was skinny compared to Saturn's and packed with icy debris, but it was stable and the comp could handle it. The cannons were primed with hollow alloy pellets for the training run, not deuterium, but they still vibrated the G-capsule as they powered up. The shots would be enough to rattle the ramcraft, and onboard comps would tally damage, deactivating dead bogeys. TAC showed countdown to commit. She flicked the abort option aside. We're going to be heroes, Peter said. The counter reached zero. Even through the G-capsule, she felt the push of maximum burn as the ramcraft leapt up and twisted together into the transient gaps in the ring. The hull rang with minuscule hits, dust-sized debris creating a rainfall of impacts. Larger rocks speed-blurred past the canopy. The bogey showed red, centre screen enclosing, holding position. Peter and Jute pulled close in the tight space, noses to Rhys's nacelle tips. One click and closing. The ships veered as one, missing larger debris as microwave processors continued to plot the optimal path. 500 metres. Weapons hot, Reese said. Still no visual. Space ahead was too crowded. Should be something soon. Another dip, a twist. The debris cleared. Bogies dead ahead, but facing them. They must have turned. Mass cannons. Pellets peppered the hull. Not enough for real damage, but the sudden barrage tipped her. A shriek of tortured metal from starboard. The nacelle. She looked through the canopy, saw Peter staring at her. Shock on his face. His ship veered, hit rock, spun. Her own ship registered the final hit that deactivated her engines. Safeties kicked in to keep her stable. Peter was still spinning, then he ran out of room. Silent flash. Ramcraft breaking up, and the G-capsule smacked down, straight into a big rock.